Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And, of course, that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline so people can get around on the weekend. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers who are still working today delivering the mail from bulk mail center to post office. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is running cover for Joe Biden all the time. I mean, all the time. Because the latest thing was where he made the comment to a reporter that, yep, when he was asked if he was ready to go to the Ukraine, he says, yep. And so right away they picked up on that as a message that he was going to be making a trip over there. And, of course, she had to step up and say, we are not sending President Biden to the Ukraine. Well, I got two questions here. First of all, J.W. sent us a question, and he said, who's the we we're talking about here? Is there a we behind this, and who is it? And then, of course, the statement that was made makes it sound like as if there's some other people in charge, which we've said for a long time, there probably is.
Well, his chief of staff, Ron Klain, Psaki, and then Jake Sullivan are the people that are in charge, that are running the White House. But I would argue probably the biggest silent voice in all of this is Susan Rice.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Would Valerie Jarrett be involved in any way?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So Susan Rice. Okay. I'll go with that. She was very vocal in the Obama administration behind the scenes. And, of course, she was made the scapegoat for a lot of different things, too. Like Benghazi. All that.
Didn't work out well for her, but in the long run, none of the Democrats cared.
No.
She lied. So look where she is now.
All right. Well, I got to ask you a question. The next huge caravan of illegals is scheduled to hit the Texas-Mexican border right about the day that the Title 42 provision ends. And everybody's really concerned about that. And again, we had a question from JW. Why is it that the only state that seems to be enforcing the federal immigration rules on the border is Texas? Why can't New Mexico, Arizona?
Because go ahead. The Eagle Pass area is the one that's getting almost all the traffic. None of the other states are getting nearly the traffic that Texas is.
Okay.
And so the fact that Governor Abbott negotiated with Mexico over the trucking thing, transportation thing.
Correct.
It's actually a bigger thing than everybody thinks, because Mexico, what Governor Abbott did was saying, we're stopping the trucks because the United States is not inspecting these trucks like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
For safety and the drivers and, you know, all those other kinds of things. And so Abbott says, we're picking up the slack and we're going to do that, but we're going to do it, you know, with the limited resources we have. So it ended up that they had several miles of truckers backed up in Mexico.
Yep.
And Mexico went nuts. The White House went nuts. So Abbott and his team negotiated with Mexico to provide better inspection and security. Security.
Yep.
So, I believe that this caravan thing that everybody is waiting on, that it is such a big deal. Mexico is actually going to step up their game and see if they can prevent this insurgency. Because if they don't, then Abbott can close the trucking industry again. I shouldn't say really close it, but he can throttle it down to pretty much nothing. And, you know, the Biden administration is not sending any kind of messaging or asking for any kind of Mexico assistance, but what Abbott did certainly got everybody's attention. And a lot of people not even reporting on that. But, I mean, it was something like, you know, 11 miles of truckers that were backed up.
Yep. Mexican truckers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the largest
yep.
Transportation port between the United States and Mexico.
Yep. We take our trailers down there, drop them off. The Mexicans take them in, deliver them, reload them, or bring them back empty, and that's what that's all about. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't want to go into Mexico, and I can't say as I blame some of these guys. All righty, here comes some music. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is the weekend edition of the program. Lots more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Before I get back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million people, including me. Now, you can talk to your local Geico office, find out the information from the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, you can not only get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving, but they'll also talk to you about a motorcycle if you got one, ATV, boat, or RV. They can cover all that. But where you really save the money, big time, is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. Put that all together, and you will save a bunch of money. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com is the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
We have got Bagham and Bob on the line with a question. Okay, Bagham and Bob, what is your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was reading on her website, FoundersCode.com, about the guys infiltrated the FBI thing.
You mean the guys?
What is wrong with our? They were able to copy their identification things, and it seems like our security on that is pretty weak. We don't have very good technology, and if they're able to get into there, they might be able to get in other places. And the second thing was is as far as the Iranian sinking that ship. I mean, or the Ukrainians sinking that ship. We might be able to provide them with some Harpoon missiles, as they are very effective. And I was wondering also on this thing, is are the Harpoon missiles good for anything other than naval engagement? All right. That's okay. Thank you, Captain.
Okay. Well, first of all, the Harpoon missiles are surface-to-surface designed to be used on the water. That's first of all. Can be used for other things, but surface-to-surface. Okay, your turn.
We aren't sending harpoons.
No, they made them themselves, I was told. That's the report I got, was that they had learned how to make them, and they made them.
Well, I know we're not sending them. Mm-hmm. The U.K. Was allegedly going to send some harpoons, but the United States is not doing that. So it's an anti-ship missile, and it's likely that is what Ukraine used, but they weren't provided by the United States.
Nope.
Now, anyway, these two cats that were arrested in Washington, D.C. First of all, we have to remember that this investigation started in almost 2 years ago. 2 years ago. So I would wonder what was taking the FBI so long to deal with this. I mean, they were given a tip by the post office.
Uh-huh.
That's how this whole thing got started. Now, what was the plan and who financed them? Who financed them? I'm of the notion there's actually an additional team, because they were given a tip by the Secret Service. These two cats got a tip from the Secret Service that they were under investigation. So they started mailing out stuff. They knew that they were under surveillance. And so whatever other things, a lot of things that they had in that apartment that they were living in,
yep,
they started mailing some stuff out. But mailing it where? And to whom? Is there another safe house? And if they were planning an assassination, who was the target? Because remember, Iran has got quite a list of people that they want to,
yes, they do,
take out, least of which is Trump, because of killing Qasem Soleimani.
Yep.
So were they going after John Bolton because they hated John Bolton? Were they going after Mike Pompeo? Were they going after Nikki Haley? There's much more to this story, and it's fascinating to me that not enough is being covered news-wise on this particular thing. I think the only reports that I'm getting, and they're very slim, is from Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a very, very big deal, especially when it deals with the Secret Service. That's number one. Number two, that one of the Secret Service agents was on Jill Biden's security detail.
Yeah.
Occasionally got assigned to Biden. So this is a scandal of, in my world, huge proportions. There's much more happening here. One guy is from Iran. The other, we're still a little shaky about where he's from, but there's evidence on his passport about Pakistan.
Yeah.
Well, it needs to be understood, ladies and gentlemen, that Iran does not have an embassy in the United States, and the United States does not have an embassy in Iran. When the United States has to deal with Iran, we go through Switzerland. But when Iran wants to deal with the United States, who do they deal with? Oh, wait a minute. Actually, Iran has an office called kind of like internal affairs at the Pakistan embassy in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
So I think there is the connective tissue, and I would say that the FBI and our diplomatic security is doing a crappy, crappy job at operatives. And we know that to be true because of how many operatives do we have in Washington, D.C. from Russia, from Iran, from China?
Thousands.
From Syria. Yeah, yeah. So, look, we have a security risk, a security threat that is so big in the United States and especially in Washington, D.C., that in order to really take us back to where we need to be, we need to, like, triple the size of law enforcement, much less the FBI. You know, it's like the FBI has been told they need to just go work on, you know, finding fraudulent COVID money claims and you know, pornography. Because I don't see them solving anything on the big scale.
Now, Ukrainian police yesterday came out with a report and said that they found more than 900 civilian bodies in the Kyiv region. And they said that the majority of those bodies were shot gangster style back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really bad.
It's awful. And what is particularly the United States aided and is aiding Ukraine in identifying these people because they don't necessarily know who all of them are based on, you know, where they ended up. They didn't have identification with them, and they're certainly not necessarily at their homes, but they're using facial recognition and artificial intelligence to help identify these people.
Right.
Or they are using facial recognition that this is who we buried. They don't necessarily know who it is at the time of reburial, if you will. And then they're saying, yes, this is who this person was, and this is where they are now. So, awful.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, you know, war crimes and so forth and so on, why are we not in that process? Because I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be continued, and I agree with you totally, and we'll see, you know, maybe they'll nab a Russian general somewhere in his travels floating around because it won't be Putin. All right, hold that thought, and I will talk to you on Monday morning and have yourself a great Easter. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes. Sign up for her daily sit rep over there, too, at FoundersCode.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge, in many ways the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, as brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out online, see what they're all about. And right now, they're going to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses with which they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is right here in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on this side of the bay, and they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But what I remind people to do, and what I suggest they do, is to take the tour of one of their facilities, or to take the tour of both of them. You can do that by calling them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. And they'd be happy to set you up with that. Now, what you'll be able to find out is you will have the students you can talk to, You'll have instructors you can talk to, and you'll have the money people there that handle the student loans. Now, if you are a veteran and your GI Bill is still in play, which it more than likely will be, either totally or partially, they have people that can help you get the right paperwork, get it all started so that you can get your GI Bill paying for your education and your transformation into the aviation maintenance industry, which you're going to love because it's not just a career. It can be an adventure because you can go to work with your certification anywhere in the world. You heard me right. Anywhere in the world. Let's say, for example, you go to work for Delta, and Delta needs people in Paris, or they need people in Tokyo, and you want to go. Well, you could be one of them. So think about that. So, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And don't forget, NAA.edu on the website. All that is there for you. Check it out, and you'll know what you need to know. Take the tour, and you'll be in great shape. All right. Russia's military has been damaged, credibility, reputation, because of the sinking of that flagship cruiser, the big missile cruiser, the Moskva, 600 foot long. There's no doubt of the fact right now that the Ukrainians were responsible. They used apparently two Harpoon missiles. Now, where did they get the missiles? Well, the report that I heard was they had built them. These are missiles that they had put together themselves that they had built, similar to the Harpoon missile, because they're not getting them from the U.S., and they may or may not be getting them from the United Kingdom. We don't know. So we'll see. And the Russians, as a result, have backed their military ships out of range of these missiles, which means it may have taken them out of range of the areas that they were going to be shooting at or into. We'll see. We'll see. Now, U.S. military aid to the Ukraine has now surpassed some $3 billion under Joe Biden. And so far, they've gotten anti-aircraft systems, Javelin missiles, beams, bullets, uniforms, tents, medical equipment. But what they really want, they haven't got yet, and that's the aircraft. They want the aircraft, and they're willing to fly it. They're willing to put their pilots in the aircraft to fly it. Now, hopefully, they'll be able to get that, and that'll take care of that, hopefully. In addition, we now know that Finland and Sweden are pursuing NATO membership. Now, I don't know which one is going to get it first, but one of the two of them will be, and then the other one will follow suit. Russia, of course, is all upset about that. They don't like that idea. Too bad, so sad. And then, we had six U.S. lawmakers arrive in Taiwan at the very same time that the Chinese are having a military exercise. And I don't need to tell you what keeps going on in Taiwan with the incursions almost daily over there. Now, make no mistake about it, the United States is strongly in defense of Taiwan. And even though we don't know what would happen if they were attacked by the Chinese, there's a strong possibility that we would somehow come to the defense. We'll just have to see. By the way, have you seen those makeshift training camps inside Ukraine just over the border where soldiers are being forged from civilians? The ranks of Ukraine's 25 regional territorial defense forces have now surged since Russia began its invasion of the country earlier this year. People are showing up from different parts of the world and volunteering to serve. That's no surprise. A lot of ex-military are taking advantage of this, getting paid to do so. And they're also taking advantage of becoming citizens of the Ukraine for doing this, for defending the Ukraine. Now, the formal diplomatic note that was sent from Russia to President Biden approved a dramatic expansion in the scope of weapons being provided to the Ukraine, warning the United States not to provide these weapons anymore or face untold responses, whatever they might be. We'll see. By the way, Ukrainians, federal guidelines now limit the entry of pets from countries like Ukraine with a high incidence of rabies. So, a new hurdle at the border for the Ukrainians is you've seen a lot of people leaving the country with their pets. Well, guess what? No pets. And for some refugees, the rule has been absolutely devastating, having to give up their pets just so they can come into the United States. Terrible. By the way, a Brit who was fighting with the Ukrainian army appeared to emerge in a Russian broadcast. He was interviewed on a Russian talk show, asked about why he was fighting for the Ukraine, and apparently he used some of the propaganda that was given to him by Russia to tell the people, you know, don't come here, don't step in to help the Ukraine. They're not who they say they were, some sort of misconception that they try to put out there. And by the way, NATO has said, from the Air Force magazine, Russia is increasingly harassing NATO aircraft near Polish airspace, where on several occasions they've had to send up Air Force planes to scoot the Russians out of Dodge. Okay, I'll be back with one final Truckers Highway Bible report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars.
Awesome.
Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Well, this time it's going to be just me doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to get it started with a little R&B here from the boys. You'll find out who they are in a minute. Here they come. To be Eric Clapton on the guitar, and that's Dion DiMucci playing, singing the song there, and that's If You Want to Rock and Roll, and we're going to cut that a little short because I want to get going here and tell you about the weather. Now, I've been watching this system all night long going across from Oklahoma to Arkansas into the northern part of Mississippi, now into Alabama, the northwestern corner of Alabama, and the western part of Tennessee. Now, we do have, right now, and I told you this is going to get violent, we do have severe thunderstorm warnings with the possibilities of a tornado or two in the northwestern corner of Alabama right now, and the northern part of Mississippi, just south of the Tennessee line. So, you need to be on your toes over in that direction. That storm is moving to the east. That system is moving to the east. We got a lot of flooding with this, flash flooding. Well, we've got a lot of lightning with this, and it's just not going to be a good night if you're traveling in that section. Now, this is across I-40 till it gets to Little Rock. Then it drops down southeast out of Little Rock, comes over to the Mississippi line and runs it across, pretty much following just the track of just barely north of I-20 across into Georgia. So be advised that that's where you're at right now. So if you're traveling along that route, you might run into this. Now, there is some fog up in the northeastern corner of Kansas tonight, which takes you over towards just north of Kansas City and over towards Missouri. There is a band of fog and freezing drizzle and rain and just miserable weather conditions. Frost advisory, too, and all of this coming across 70 out of Illinois through the southern part of Indiana. Then over in Ohio, it drops down to 70 down below to 64. And it goes across over right now into Kentucky and West Virginia. There's also a frost advisory with that, too, which wouldn't help you or hurt you on the roads, but the other will. And we do have some rough seas off South Carolina and North Carolina right now to contend with. So if you're going out boating over there, you'll probably have some small craft advisories. Now, we do have some fog again. On and off sea fog from Jersey on up through Cape Cod and then sporadically all the way to Nova Scotia tonight. All right, we're going out west now because here we go, I-90 and I-94. I-90 coming across through Coeur d'Alene, 4th of July, the Canadian border down about 75 miles into Montana all the way to North Dakota. You're going to have snow and or ice all the way across. Now, I will tell you that when you drop down to Oregon, there's snow there for most of Oregon, the mountains. Coming off Cabbage tonight, you're going to have some excitement because Cabbage is snowing, and you might have to have some chains tonight up there, or tomorrow night, certainly. They're talking about a foot to 18 inches of snow there, as well as over on Donner, as well as over in Redding, coming up that way on I-5. So there's going to be plenty of snow in the mountains out west over the weekend. That's number one and number two. Now, moving across over into North Dakota tonight, you've got unsettled weather, which will probably become snow flurries a little bit later in the day as that system moves there east. Also into western Minnesota, looks like you're going to have the same scenario there. And when you get down tonight into New Mexico, we've got quite a bit of wind blowing across I-40 tonight and in the area of Albuquerque. Got quite a bit of wind coming up through there, so it's going to be windy tonight and might have some dust blowing around. You know how that goes. But we had the fires down there in Rio Doso on the Indian Reservation and not very far away from the casino there. And you want to be real careful if you're taking a shortcut over that way to get into Texas because you got a lot of smoke up in there, and that smoke is going to be laying down into the lower areas of the Rio Doso area when you get up in there, so be careful. Okay, now the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. They will be open this weekend, so if you need a refuge, looking for a meal, looking for a shower, looking for a place to hang out, that would be the place to go, your local Pilot and Flying J. Find it and truck on over in there. Now, I found the story, before I go to my caller, I found the story about NATO intercepting the Russian aircraft that I told you about that have been tinkering around Poland, getting a little closer, a little closer, and being chased out by NATO jets. Now, Russia is increasingly harassing NATO aircraft near Polish airspace, reinforcing the need for both Polish and NATO air policing, including various U.S. Air Force assets, according to a senior Polish Air Force official who told that to the Air Force magazine. Now, we'll see what happens, because we know that Polish forces are next on the list when it comes to what Russia may or may not be doing. So keep that in mind. Now, in the meantime, let me cue this up. Let me get started, because we got our compadre Todd from Tampa on the phone line. We're going to get to him after we play his special introduction.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, on this show, we take on all comers. It's not like the MMA, you're heavyweight. No, we take on the heavyweight, the lightweight, the phantom weight, all Democrats at every turn. Let me take on the Vatican for a minute. You sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver over there because you haven't said the transgender nonsense is a disgrace to the Lord. A man is a man and a woman is a woman, okay? Because that Pope over there is a socialist of Argentina, and he's hasn't called out Putin for slaughtering people in Ukraine. He's a disgrace. The Vatican's a disgrace. They've sold Jesus out. The Democrat Party has sold Jesus out. Everybody's on the Chinese payroll. Where you stand? You're not standing up for our Lord and Savior. You're useless. You're useless. It better had you never been born. Okay, the Democrats, they have a guy do a hit over there in New York. Now they burn houses down with a controlled burn over in Nevada. I guarantee you those are Republicans that those houses got burned down. I guarantee you. They say the shooter asked a question. You know what he asked? He asked one of three things. Are you a Republican? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Or do you believe in Jesus Christ? If you said yes to one of those, I bet you he shot you. And I hope you said yes to Jesus, because it'd be better off if you got shot and went to heaven than you lived down here. So stand up for our cops. And I hate a dirty cop. I want you to know that. 99% of you cops are the best in the world, but the one I can't stand. Stand up for our cops, stand up for our Lord and Savior, and get to work to save the country, because this election means everything in New York. You better vote for Lee Zeldin. Let's get to work, Captain. Peace.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd. Okay, folks, here comes the music up in my ear. I want to remind everybody, today, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., I will be down in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds at Robarts Arena in the parking lot for a big, big freedom rally for our rights. Minnesota number 3. It's the third time we've done this. Pro-Second Amendment demonstration in March. A lot of people will be there. We expect a good crowd. The weather's going to be excellent. Bring a chair with you. Bring an American flag. And bring a patriotic sign. See you there. It's going to be a
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.